I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations is estimating that intensified fighting in the western part of Mosul could displace another 250,000 people. That's another large addition to the number of worldwide refugees and internally displaced people. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says, especially for those who've been living under ISIS rule, the needs extend beyond food. They're traumatized by the atrocities that they've witnessed. But both in-country and abroad, opportunities are growing for the church to share the healing hope of the gospel. Find out where you fit in at missionnews.org. And Crossroad Bible Institute recently got a facelift, including a name change. The ministry, now called Crossroads Prison Ministry, hopes these changes will clear up any confusion about the ministry's mission. Now both its logo and name better reflect the ministry's mission, reaching prisoners through relational methods. For ways that you can get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.